I know it's real. I know it's real. In the book of 1 John chapter 5 and beginning at verse 1, I have very mixed feelings about preaching tonight, and I have waited patiently to see what the Lord would do tonight, and I like what I'm feeling, and I think we've been right on the edge, just right on the edge of exactly what He wants us to do tonight. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not looking for just a shout and a runaway. That's not what I'm talking about. But so far, we're just kind of like the pendulum. We're just kind of passing it every once in a while. Hallelujah. But I've already seen some things happen here tonight that we needed to happen. If nothing else happened, this has been a successful service tonight. That's right. That's right. As many times as I have read the Scripture and talked about it and preached about it, I still don't know that I am qualified to preach about it tonight. I'll just kind of preach around it a little bit, and we'll get something out of it. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth Him that begat loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God." Jesus said in one place, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one to another." Now here, John says, "By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous." His commandments are not grievous. They're not hard to bear. They're not tough. "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven." Everybody say amen. Now, amen. You're looking at something else. Someone help the little child. Everybody's turn around and look and see what's going on while I'm trying to read the Scripture to you. I love the Lord, say amen. "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one." Would the church say amen? Turn around and shake somebody's hand close to you. Tell them the Lord's in this place tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know how glad you are that you have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, but you ought to be ecstatic. We sing that chorus sometimes. We say, "I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. When I was a sinner, He lifted me. When I was afflicted, He lifted me. I am so glad Jesus lifted me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He brought me through my storms and tests. Jesus lifted me." Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand wave offering. I want everybody to help me preach a little while tonight. I love you, mighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. There are those who believe that the doctrine and the plan of salvation is only found in the experience of believing on Jesus Christ. Are receiving Him, are accepting Him as a Savior, or as a personal Savior. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth Him that begat loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. I like the choir song they sang a little while ago that said, never enough. How'd it go? Never get enough. Never get enough. Never get enough. Never get enough. And to those individuals who have fallen victim to the doctrine and concept of believing on Jesus Christ and being saved, and that is all, they will never get enough. They will never get really what they need. They may have something, and I don't doubt that they may have something, but they don't have enough. And they need to get more than just faith and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Romans, in the book of Romans chapter 10, there is a passage of Scripture. Now, at this moment, don't ask me why I'm preaching what I am tonight. Because I've asked the Lord, and I'm not sure, but I'm just going to do what I'm feeling. Hallelujah. And if I stop right in the middle of it and just have the choir sing or do whatever, you just kind of hang on with me a little while tonight, all right? The Bible said in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, this is one of the most accepted doctrines in the world of religion today, and that is that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. All you have to do is confess Him with your mouth, so some say, and all you have to do is believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. The Scripture that I read earlier a moment ago said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And Paul goes on in Romans 10, and he says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. All you have to do is just call on the name of the Lord Jesus. Confess Him with your mouth. Believe on Him with your heart. And they say that you are saved. But Jesus told Nicodemus in the 3rd chapter of the book of St. John, except he be born again of water and spirit, he would never see the kingdom of God, and he would not enter into the kingdom of God. So I'm telling you tonight, let me say it like this. I have repented of my sins and been baptized in Jesus' name. I've had the Holy Ghost many years and spoke in tongues when God gave me the Holy Ghost. And I've been speaking in tongues ever since. But I don't have enough. Never, never, never have enough. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight the reason some of you are sitting here and cannot worship God like you ought to is because you're not accepting the fact that you don't have enough. Hallelujah! If you ever start reaching and start believing and start asking God for more, He's going to honor that request and come down on you. And He's going to give you more and more and more until your cup is full and your soul is rejoicing because you knew you did not have enough. Never, never have enough. Hallelujah! For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe it. I believe if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, I believe you can be saved. I believe if you shall call upon the name of the Lord, you can be saved. I believe if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He is born of God, that you can be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I would to God tonight, I wish we had 50 out of 100 sinners in this place tonight who were hungry and glupping down everything that's going on and ready to make a dash to the altar. As soon as an invitation is given, are getting the Holy Ghost back in the pews. But hear me well tonight. It takes a whole lot of this just to keep the church in shape. Hallelujah. Someone told me the other night when the service began in one of our services, they said, I knew what was coming. I knew what God was going to do. And I was afraid of what was going to happen to me. I get a little bit embarrassed because every time we have a good service, I feel like running to the altar and falling on my face and praying through all over again. Don't ever get ashamed and don't ever be backward. I'm telling you, this altar belongs to you and the altar belongs to me. And I'm telling you, we never have enough. Never have enough. Never have enough. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're afraid somebody's going to see you and point a jeering finger at you, you've got a portion in your life that's full of pride that needs to die in hell. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, by now, I believe every one of you know. I don't believe you've got to turn cartwheels down the aisle or run laps around the church. I just believe you've got to worship God. Hallelujah. I believe you've got to worship God. I've been going around the last few days and I've begun to remember that old song that said, anybody ask you where I'm going, tell them for me, I'm going up yonder. That's what I've got on my mind. Hallelujah. If it takes praying through every time we have church, if it takes falling on my face and praying through to victory and the Holy Ghost all over again, I'm telling you, I've got heaven on my mind. I want to be saved. I don't want to be left standing around here when the church is going on to be with God. It doesn't matter what it takes. Hallelujah. Oh, I believe we've got to confess Him with our mouth. I believe we've got to believe that God raised Him from the dead. I believe we've got to believe He is the Son of God. But then He said, verse 14, how then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Hallelujah! Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hallelujah! When Paul and Silas were imprisoned in the jail at Philippi, they had been beaten, and their clothes were sodden with blood. Their backs were wounded and lacerated, and they sang their song of victory. They sang their song of victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why we're going to make it. He said in that same chapter that I read tonight, He said, and because we believe on Him, because the Spirit has given witness, we're going to overcome the world. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. Hallelujah. This is not slipshod. This is not second rate. This is the real thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost in us is going to carry us through. The Holy Ghost is going to carry us through. But how shall they hear Paul and Silas sing their victory song when if they considered the circumstances, they had no reason to sing a song? But at night, God shook the jail. And the prisoners, the jailer thinking they had all escaped, sprang in with a loud I do to be saved? And the Apostle Paul and Silas said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And there's a whole lot of folks like to shout about that. And they like to preach on that. And they like to lay hold on that and say, there in is found the great plan and the perfect plan of salvation. But there was more. And the Bible said, and they spake unto him the word of the Lord. They didn't stop there with just believing on Jesus Christ and being saved in his house. They didn't stop at that point, but they went on from there. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. Hallelujah! It's not just a matter of believing. It is a matter of receiving and acting and doing. Hallelujah! And the Spirit made witness, bear witness to the fact that they who believe that Jesus Christ is God manifested in the flesh, that God raised him from the dead, that they can be saved. They can be saved. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody praise the Lord. Let's lift our hands just for a moment and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to hang on just for a moment. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. I'm going to make it if I keep my victory. Hallelujah. There's some people here tonight having trouble making it. You're having trouble being regular and being consistent. There's some folks here tonight that can't hang in there and can't stay strong, can't keep the victory, can't keep your joy. It's not God's fault, because he said they that are born of God overcome the world. All that is in the world is the pride of life and lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes. And this all is going to pass away. But because we're born of God, we overcome these things. They don't overcome us. We overcome these things by the Holy Ghost that dwells in us, by the Spirit of God that he has given to us to guide us and keep us. Hallelujah. Praise God. How important to you is it that you have the Holy Ghost in your life tonight? Hallelujah. We need a renewing service tonight. We need a renewing service tonight. Not by works of righteousness, Titus 3 and 5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. He said, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, and the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. There is one God who is above all, through all, and in you all. Hallelujah. Praise God. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, and the Word, which was made flesh, and the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of God. And all three of these manifestations of God are but one God. And then there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. Now, I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to say it over again, because somewhere in what I'm fixing to say right now is a key tonight. He gives us the Spirit to sanctify us. He gave us the water to purify us. And he gave us the blood to justify us. The blood justifying, the Spirit sanctifying, and the water purifying. And those three agree in one to save you. You cannot be saved without Spirit baptism. You cannot be saved without water baptism. And through Spirit baptism and water baptism, the power of the blood is applied to you in redemption to justify you and deliver you from all your sins that you might be free. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe God wants to deliver somebody in this place tonight. I believe God wants to deliver somebody in this place tonight. Brother Darrell, I want you just to play the organ for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Want us to lift our hands and worship the Lord together, can we? I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to ask you a question tonight while you're worshiping. You don't have to stop. And I really feel this is what this service is all about tonight. Are you sure you've got enough to save you? Are you sure you've got enough tonight to save you if you had to go meet the Lord tonight? Can you consciously walk out of a service like this and go your way and not be sure? I guess sometimes, I don't know, I've often thought maybe God gets weary at seeing the same person run to the altar over and over again when sometimes people just need to do right. They need to live right. And they need to do it day by day. But I wonder what it would take tonight to really provoke you to obedience to God. I wonder, do you have fortitude enough, or is your pride too strong? And I'm not even giving an altar call right now, but could you just stand up, come down the aisle and say, you know, I really don't think I have enough. I really don't think I have enough. Hallelujah. You can believe I just hit something on the head. This is going to be one of the most unusual altar services we've had in a long, long time. Some of you have been a part of this church for years. You've been here a long time. And you really don't even have a desire to go to church like you ought to. You're not excited about it, and it's not always easy to worship. You don't feel what you want to feel. You're not seeing what you want to see. Are you ashamed for somebody to say, why, there goes... Well, it doesn't matter what anybody sees and what anybody says. I'm telling you tonight, you not only have to be born again of water and spirit, but you've got to keep a revival burning in your life to keep the victory. That you can go on and please God like He wants you to. I could go down the aisles and the lines tonight and I could look at some folk and say, you're not acting like you ought to act. Oh, you're not causing any trouble. There's not a person in this church causing any trouble. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Praise God. How long has it been since you spoke in tongues? How long has it been since you felt the joy of the Lord washing over your soul? Hallelujah. This whole service tonight, from the first choir song until right now, has been keyed around the focal point of what the Holy Ghost means in your life. And I didn't plan the choir songs. I just looked at this and I said, Lord, now I don't understand why You would have me preach about this like this unless there's just a lot of sinner folk there. But it's not that kind of service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't have enough. Lord, I don't have enough. I don't have enough. I need something more to go along with what I've got. I don't have enough. Would you accept that tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why, the Lord's not through yet. And I'm not in any hurry. Let's lift our hands again and worship the Lord tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will give you all. I will give you all. If all is what you ask of me, I will not withhold. And if my sacrifice is less than giving you my very best, let me remember Calvary's cross and be willing to say yes. I will give him all. I will give him all. If all is what he asks of me, I will not withhold. And if my sacrifice is less than giving him my very best, let me remember Calvary's cross and be willing to say yes.
Say it again. There's some people here tonight who ought to just stand up and face it. You ought to fess up.
I will give
say, look,
him
I'm
all.
Fooling myself.
If all is
I'm not fooling
you
God,
ask of me,
but I need some more in my soul tonight.
Withhold. And if
would
my
there be one other person?
Sacrifice is less than giving him my very best, let me remember.
Let's all just kind of stand to our feet. Can we do that?
Be willing to say yes.
Hallelujah.
I will give him all. I will give him all. If all is what you ask of me, I will not withhold. And if my sacrifice is less than giving him my very best, let me remember Calvary's cross and be willing to say
it. Come on, one more time, sing it.
I will give him all.
I will give him all.
If all is what he asks of me, I will not withhold. And if my sacrifice is less than giving him my very best, let me remember Calvary's cross and be willing to say yes.
Sing it again. I've got time.
I will give him all. I will give him all. If all is what he asks of me, I will not withhold. And if my sacrifice is less than giving him my very best, let me remember Calvary's cross and be willing to say yes.
There was a day when the Spirit moved upon the face of the deep, and God, by His spoken word, made all things that exist. And for about 4,000 years, time marched on. For 1,400 years, they killed their lambs, sheep and goats and bulls and calves, turtle doves and pigeons, and gave their bread and their harvest as offerings to God. And finally there came a day when The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The turtle dove was, one was killed over running water at a time of purification. The ashes of the red heifer was also sprinkled upon a moving stream. And all through the Bible, the Spirit and the water and the blood just seem to always complement one another. But until Calvary, there was water and there was Spirit, but there was no blood until God robed Himself in flesh and gave His physical life that you might be saved. So in this world, the Spirit, the water, and the blood agree for one plan of saving for you, that God may set you free, to sanctify you and purify you and justify and redeem your sin-stricken soul. So here you are tonight. God has done all that for you just that He might save you, just that you might be brought to such a time as this, and your will be broken and His will be performed. Let's sing that chorus one more time. I don't want to pick on anybody here tonight, but there's some folks that don't have enough. Will you come pray while they sing it one more time? Let's sing it, worship the Lord.
I surrender.
Would there be one more person?
Oh.
Yes, I do. I'd like to have everybody in this building come and make the front of this church an altar. Would you do that tonight? Don't stop now.
Oh. to thee.